$36 million a year now in annual landowner and lease payments, which has a multiplier effect of creating basically the equivalent of 194 jobs in that county in which those lease payments were being paid. I can tell you, in a former life of working for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, I had the opportunity to talk to landowners across western Oklahoma. And for those that have had wind farms or wind turbines placed on their property can tell you amazing stories that are about to be told right now with Chuck Coffey, who's one of the landowners down in Murray County, to give you his story of how it's changed and impacted his family farm. So Chuck, I'm going to turn it over to you.
All right, thank you, Mark. It's humbling to be here before you today, and I want to visit with you a little bit about the impacts of the wind farm that we've got on our property. My wife and I, my wife of 31 years, Ruth, live on a wind farm. And this farm was established, Mark, in 2014. It was put up, erected, and the one thing I want to say that it has done for us is allowed us to transfer our ranch to the following generation. You know, many of us ranchers, we're land rich and cash poor. And the income we get from the wind company with the wind turbines allows us to transfer this land to the next generation and keep it intact so it doesn't get broken up. We're in a very valuable area of southern Oklahoma called the Arbuckle Mountains. And underneath the Arbuckle Mountains is the Arbuckle-Simpson Aquifer. And it's important to us to maintain the integrity of the land in the Arbuckles, because this aquifer, you know, is something that supports humans, livestock, wildlife. The wind company moved in, and I was a little hesitant at first. I'll tell you that, you know. But when you look at the income, you look at the possibilities into the future. It has allowed us to maintain this farm and to put assets back into the ranch, back into the land that we would have not been able to otherwise. For example, the roads that they build through the ranch have allowed us to have tremendous fire guards. Now, I know we're under a burn ban right now, and we're not going to be doing any burning in the Arbuckles, but we've got 30 feet fire guards that allow us to burn to control eastern red cedar, which many of you may not know that that's a problem, but it's a huge problem in southern Oklahoma. So it allows us to reclaim the land. We've been with this farm now for, 6 years, 5 years, something like that. The one thing I want to tell you about the wind farm or the wind companies is that they are very green, if you will. They appreciate the land. They appreciate the owners. They work with you with certain things that you know we do on a daily basis. It's just amazing how, you know, the integrity of the wind companies is amazing. It's very different. We've got wind, we've got oil, we've got livestock, but I would put the wind company on top of all of that in terms of integrity. You know, they always call, they always let you know what's going on. And so with that, I appreciate it, Mark. I hope you will not let other industries manipulate the wind industry in Oklahoma. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate it.